So now we are going to enter our time of baptism, and we're excited. This is our first time we've ever actually been able to have a baptism service at our new building, our new location. And what we know about baptism is this is baptism does not save these people. They are saved by faith in Christ alone, but they are following as the first step of obedience. In recognizing that they have identified with Christ, that they are His, they are in Him now. They are going to, with Him, be buried into the water, signifying their death to sin. That they are no longer enslaved to their sin anymore. Because their Savior has resurrected from the grave, they're going to be pulled out of the water, and they're going to be resurrected from their dead lives to their new lives. It's a symbol of that. It's something that's already taken place inside of them spiritually, but now it's being shown to the whole world publicly. And so we're going to talk about this a little bit next week on Resurrection Sunday. But we've seen from both of these people, not only have they confessed their faith in Christ, we've seen how Christ has changed their lives and their new creations. There's been repentance. There's been a love for God. There has been a change of heart. They truly have already gone down and identified with Christ and been raised to new life. But now they're doing it through water baptism for all to see. And so we're pumped about that. I know your family, families are here, people are here, and we're excited about that. Our first one today is going to be, I'm going to try not to get choked up in this one, but Chris Draper. Many of y'all know him and his story. I talked about dying with Christ. Well, this guy in real life has probably should have died like 30 times. If y'all don't know Chris, he's the guy we prayed for last week because he was in the CICU at UAB because he had major heart surgery. Chris needs a new kidney. He's dying physically, and his body's giving way. But through all of the trials and through all the sickness and through everything, the Lord has made him new spiritually. God has used it to draw him to himself, save his soul, wash him clean, and transform his life. His wife would tell you right now, he's a man of God. He's a changed, he leads their household. Though he's weak physically, he's stronger than ever in Christ. And we're just so thankful. God has used this trial and his weakness to make him strong in the Lord. And so praise God. Praise Jesus. Praise God for saving our boy Chris. And thankful for you, brother. Thankful to God for your journey. It's better to be weak and in the pit and with the Lord than to be on top of the mountaintop without him. Amen? And God has used so much to bring Chris to this place. And God gets all the glory. And I know Chris would say that. So Chris is going to go down and in the water and be resurrected with Christ. It's already happened to him, but he's going to do it through baptism now. So Sam will take over here.
So Chris, for your public profession of faith, is your faith in Christ alone for your salvation?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Have you repented of your sins and you're trusting in the blood of Christ to cover them?
Yes, I have.
Absolutely. Then it is my honor to baptize you as my brother. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism. Raised to walk.
All right, I get to share about Quinn Jordan. So Quinn is coming. We got to witness her older sister, Nora, about a little over a year ago, get baptized. That was in a pool. We didn't have a facility like this to be able to do that. But about that time, she was real eager to do the same. And under the leadership of her parents, they waited and they talked through things. But about a year ago, she feels like was the time that she really was secure in her belief in who Christ is and what he's done for her on the cross and repented of her sin and trusted Christ for salvation. So today, likewise, what has already happened in her inwardly, we get to see outwardly as an expression and public profession of her faith in Jesus Christ. and she gets to be baptized by her father.
Quinn, have you trusted in Jesus for your salvation?
Yes.
Have you repented of your sins and trusted in his work on the cross?
Yes.
And that your sins are covered by his blood? Okay. Well, then it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Buried with him in his death, and raised to walk in the name of the God.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for what you have done through the person work of Christ for us, but specifically for Chris and Quinn.